You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Almost a million people were at last Sunday's Pride March in San Francisco. It's one of the biggest events in the city. But after all is said and done, who cleans everything up? Priya Mahadevan has that story.
Is San Francisco in the house? I can't hear you. Is San Francisco in the house? Because we are here for Pride, Pride 2019.
If you missed San Francisco's Pride March, let me paint a picture for you. Every year on the last Sunday of June, San Francisco shuts down Market Street for a massive parade of floats that starts at the Embarcadero and ends at the Civic Center. People line the sidewalks holding signs, passing out flyers, wearing feathers and rainbow flair, and throwing glitter in the air. But turns out there are actually two parades.
We start cleaning right following the last float. And then it's our own little parade of cleanup.
This is Peter Lau, Superintendent for Street and Environmental Services for San Francisco's Department of Public Works. I met him in his office 2 weeks before Pride to get a lay of the land. He's in charge of everyday street cleaning for the whole city, but also big events like Pride, Beta Breakers, and the Chinese New Year Parade. Peter works with a crew of almost 100 full-time staff from the Department of Public Works, or DPW. They'll be putting in extra time to work the overnight Pride shift.
It's full board. We're just like cleaning up until 4 a.m. It's just nonstop.
There's a whole complicated choreography of who cleans what when. It's like a dance. First, the corridor ambassadors enter with brooms and leaf blowers. Their job is to move the debris from the sidewalks and edges of the street into the middle of the road. Then you've got the steamers, who do the same thing, but with manual power washers. So now you've got a whole pile of garbage in the center of the street. How does that help? In come the street sweepers. These are the same trucks that you see doing daily street cleaning around the city. They vacuum up that pile of garbage. These trucks can hold between 5 and 10 tons of trash, which may sound like a lot, but throughout the night, they have to keep emptying their load. Finally, there comes the flusher. It's a lot like a street sweeper, but instead of sucking up garbage, it spews out thousands of gallons of water. The idea is to get rid of any remaining icky sticky stuff the sweeper might have missed. But Pride is a little different than most events. Glitter and confetti won't just sit in a pile in the middle of the street for very long, especially if it's windy. So sometimes the flusher will go through first to weigh down all that light fluffy stuff. And then the sweeper will swing by to catch it before it dries up. It's a delicate balancing act. I wanted to see this all for myself and meet the people who work their magic on the margins. So I head to the Embarcadero around noon on Pride Sunday to hang out with DPW late into the night.
Okay, I'm here. The cleanup is getting ready to begin. And I've got coffee. I'm ready to go.
The first person I meet down at Mission and Stewart Street is Kenny Bruce.
Assistant Superintendent for Street Cleaning Citywide Operations. I've been with the department 29 years.
After 29 years, Kenny is calm, confident, and assertive in his role, but also polite with his crew. He's got a goatee and sunglasses on, and he's always scanning the horizon for things that need to get done.
It is just crazy, and that's the way it always is.
Kenny is in charge of making sure everything goes as smoothly and quickly as possible. He introduces me to Guillermo Perez, who's stationed at the tail end of the cleanup procession, making sure nothing's getting left behind. As a native San Franciscan, Guillermo is enthusiastic about this work.
This is my home, so I feel like I'm just contributing back to my neighborhood, towards my city.
And then there's Milton Lau, no relation to Peter Lau. He's a corridor worker. We start talking during a delay in the parade. And while most of the crew waits for further instructions, Milton takes out a metal scraper and squats down to clean gum off the sidewalk.
How long have you been working for the Department of Public Works?
About a year.
About a year? Nice. How do you like it?
I'm a homeless person, so I'm glad they gave me a job.
Milton's been homeless for more than a decade. He's originally from Hawaii.
The reason why I came to Frisco is because I used to have a bunch of old gay friends, and I was hoping I'd meet up with them, but unfortunately when I got here I found out they either passed away or expired or something happened, and they're not here anymore.
Milton's bisexual, but he's not a big fan of Pride. He says he thinks it's just a big party now, and he feels like people today are indifferent to those who had to fight to get their rights. but he likes working for DPW.
For me, it's more like fun than actual work.
I end up having so many conversations with DPW workers like Milton about a whole range of topics, from spirituality to gentrification to acceptance and identity. While most people are here to cheer for all the colorful floats and enthusiastic marchers, it feels like I'm witnessing a slightly different version of the event. It's a lot less glamorous, but still full of pride. Eventually, the parade comes to a close, and that's when the DPW crew really get to work. They're doubling back and forth with street sweepers and flushers to get as much trash as they can off the streets. I'm in Guillermo's truck, and his CB radio is going crazy.
93 DLC. Go ahead, Kenny Bruce.
There's a lot of coordination happening between city departments, like SFPD and MTA, to make sure roads don't open too early and DPW workers are safe.
Do not spray any water up here by all this electrical equipment. They're still breaking down the stage.
10-4, copy that.
All right, we're removing the barricades at Beale and Market. Sweepers are going to go on to Beale now.
The corridor worker was punched in the face.
But things only get more hectic as the night goes on. As the crew begins to clean around City Hall, I meet up with Peter Lau. The meticulous choreography he told me about in his office looks a lot more chaotic in real life. He says the tight area and tricky streets around Civic Center make it especially challenging.
It's just sort of how the night goes. We kind of just roll with it.
Peter jets from one task to another. He's breaking down barricades that were left up, moving around boxes, making sure the full sweeper trucks are emptied out.
By 4 o'clock, it'll look like we're never here.
That's what I kept hearing from this crew. The goal is to make it look like Pride never happened, that a million people didn't leave behind more than 70,000 pounds of trash. And by Monday morning rush hour, the streets are back to normal, filled with buses and Ubers and pedestrians and your garden variety litter bugs. Soon enough, this street will need another cleaning, and DPW will be back. At City Hall, I'm Priya Mahadevan for Cross Currents.
That story was produced with help from Taylor Caldwell. Go online to kalw.org to hear more stories from all around the Bay Area. And make sure you're subscribed to our newsletter to get our interviews and stories in your inbox every week.